Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Samina Spin. I'm your host, Samina Mogul. Today, we are talking about leaps of faith. If you'd like to chime in and put your spin on this topic, our guest call-in number is 323-642-1775. Again, the number is 323-642-1775. In preparing for today's podcast, I came across a Zen saying that's very appropriate for this topic today. Leap and the net will appear. The trick with that is believing the net will appear. I have taken little leaps of faith in my life. I've taken big ones. The little leaps are going to lakes, getting on boats, and playing in the ocean with the faith that I won't die, despite my fear of the water and not knowing how to swim. Well, if you look at it from another angle, considering I'm afraid I could die, maybe that's not such a little leap of faith, but you get my point. The big one I took, and I've talked about in my blogs and this podcast in one form or another, was when I left the security of a solid teaching career to the dynamic nature of freelance writing. Now, since I've already talked about this before, I won't go too deeply into it. But if you would have told me 10 years ago I would have done that, I would have said no way, because I knew I couldn't take the fluidity and uncertainty of steady work and clients at one time. At one time, that would have made me crazy, and I would have failed miserably. What shifted was that I made a decision to believe in myself and took the leap of faith. I've never regretted it, nor will I ever. At this moment, I live exactly how I want to live, and I did it by taking that leap of faith. And freelancing doesn't make me crazy at this point in my life, because I know I'll be okay. What I realized in preparing, when I was thinking about what exactly I wanted to talk about, was that I actually have a family history of taking leaps of faith. In the late 1800s, my great-great-grandfather, Qasim, who we all refer to as Baba Qasim, took his leap of faith. He left India, it was all India back then, and moved his family to Kenya. The British made him an offer because he was a skilled blacksmith who knew how to build a railroad. In their infinite wisdom gained from centuries of robbing and pillaging their colonies, they decided it would be cheaper to pay Indians than teach the Africans. You know, teach them that could make their lives better. Why bother? Because it's too expensive. Messed up, but true. Baba Qasim, businessman that he was, took his opportunity. It wasn't just him. He took his entire family from one continent to another. This was before there was an Indian community there. He actually helped to build it with the other Indian immigrants. I really see it as an act of bravery on his part. He left an established business to build a new one. He didn't have to, but he had vision and belief in himself. The next time my family made a leap of faith, they made it because they really had no other choice. Some of my family were in Kenya. Some of them were in Uganda. The ones in Uganda got caught up in the regime of Idi Amin. Idi Amin, for reasons that were pretty much personal, decided that the Indians were in the way of the economic prosperity of Ugandans, and they had to go. 50,000 of them. He gave them a deadline. Take a guess what would have happened if they ignored it. My father, his two brothers, and their cousin had to figure out what to do with their families. My father, one of his brothers, and his cousin benefited from Nixon's lottery while his other brother went back to Kenya. Once again, members of my family left what they knew for the unknown. I never really asked my father or my uncles about what it was like for them, how terrified they must have been for themselves and their families. This time, they didn't have a choice like Baba Qasim did. I'm pretty sure that had I asked them, they would have just said they did what they had to do for their families. I don't know where they found their resilience or how they held on to their belief that everything was going to work out. I really don't know where that came from. Again, if you asked them, they probably would just say they had no choice, so they did what they had to do. I think that's what other immigrants, refugees, asylum seekers, which is legal, by the way, in case the current climate has caused you to think otherwise, what wouldn't you do for a better life for your family? I think until the day he crossed over, my father missed his country, his family, and the life he used to have in Africa. But he had no regrets. I did ask him about eating meat once. He actually had no bitterness. He said, "Why would I hate him? You kids wouldn't have the life you have without him." He actually kept a journal when he first came to the country. I read some of it once. My mother keeps it very close to her, so I didn't read all of it. One day, I will ask to read the whole thing. He wrote about how when he first landed in New York, how he was so overwhelmed by the immensity of that city and in some cases what he saw as a lack of morality. He plowed through for his wife and his kids for the life he could give them in this country. Like he said, we wouldn't have had the life that we have without him. Without Idi Amin, without my father, without his belief. Sometimes you really have no choice but to believe everything will work out. It's either that or die. Sometimes it could be a physical death like it was with my family when they had to leave. Other times, it's a spiritual death because maybe you're only going through the motions, not singing the song of your soul. You have to ask yourself, are you really living the life you want to live? If you are, great. But if you're not, if there's something in you that tells you that there's something else you may want to do, pay attention to that. And then believe in it. And don't stop until you get it. Whenever I doubt myself, I remind myself of the resilience of my family had, of the resilience that my family had. If my father and my uncle could push through in a different country with a family, I can push through in a different state with a dog, who happens to be my family, actually, but you get my point. I have great examples of resilience. So whenever that little spark of doubt hits, that's what I turn to, one of the things I turn to. Sometimes you have to dig deep, push through, and take the plunge. There's a Chinese proverb that says, "Pearls don't lie on the seashore. If you want one, you must die for it." Keep diving. If you like what you heard in this podcast, we'd love to hear more. I have two books available on Amazon. If you would like to read my Behind the Beyond the Veil blog, you can check it out on www.SaminaKMogul.com. Until next time, that's the Samina Spin. Good night and love and light.